This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Several national surveys show the race between President Bush and his Democratic challenger John Kerry tightening. The president's post-convention lead has all but disappeared, leaving him only a few points ahead of Kerry as the candidates go into their first week of debates. Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
There is some good news and some bad news for both candidates in these polls.
Well, that's right. For President Bush, the bad news is that the number of people who say that he does not deserve re-election has gone up, so that essentially if he were running against himself, he would lose. But of course, he is not. He is running against John Kerry. And the bad news for him is that his unfavorable rating remains very, very high for a challenger. Now, he has an opportunity to turn that around with these debates, which makes them terribly important to him. The good news for each of them is that the president continues to absolutely go hands down, beating Kerry on the question of terrorism and national security. Kerry, at best, ties the president on issues in these polls. But Kerry has once again gained the lead on the question of cares about people like me. And that has been a very important measure for people running for president.
Cokie, in addition to these national polls that you're speaking of, there have been surveys taken in some of those all-important battleground states. What do they show?
At the moment, they are showing the president ahead, and they're showing him in some places quite comfortably ahead. What the campaigns say is that it is very important that the president is running ahead in Republican states where he's shored up his lead, so that he can now play on Democratic turf, and that he's even doing well in those states. The Democrats counter that there are all kinds of voter registration drives going on, and that these drives are getting lots of people signed up who have not been signed up before, and that therefore you really can't tell from the polls what's going on, because when pollsters try to figure out who are likely voters, there's a whole series of questions about whether you've voted before, how often you've voted, those kinds of things, to try to get some sense of whether you really are going to show up at the polls or not. And these newly registered voters probably wouldn't show up on a list of likely voters, and Democrats say there's going to be a big surprise when they all come to the polls.
And the coming debates, what are voters saying about them according to the polls?
Well, in Time magazine asked that question, and more people said that they expected George Bush to win the debates than they expected John Kerry to. Now, this, as you know, Renee, is the great expectations game. And, of course, each side tries to play down its own team member. And so the Bush people have got to be unhappy that voters are saying that they expect the president to win. They are essentially trying to portray John Kerry as nothing short of Demosthenes, you know, that he is going to get up and give such a presentation that the president will be swept away. But look, they're both at their respective places preparing for the debates. John Kerry is preparing in Wisconsin, so he wastes no time. He's going to be in a battleground state while he's doing his preparation. And he did emerge for a while yesterday to attack the president on the question of Iraq again. The president told Fox News that he would go again to that aircraft carrier with the sign "Mission Accomplished" behind him. And Kerry came out again to attack that. But they're both in debate preparation, and you know, we'll see how it goes.
You know, the president's slippage in the polls is interesting. Last week, the news was dominated by CBS's problems with documents about President Bush's service during the Vietnam War era and some sort of suggestion of collaboration by the Kerry campaign. How do you account for that?
Iraq. The situation in Iraq was very dire last week. You had the beheadings, those horrible, horrible beheadings, and you had a situation that didn't look like it was getting better, and it was back in the news. And of course, that is the real reason we're not going to know what's going to happen in this election until the end. The debates can make a difference in terms of people's comfort level with the candidates. But we're still talking about an election where events can make all the difference.
Cokie, thanks very much. As always, NPR News Analyst Cokie Roberts.